if the repeater's up, you know, is it unaffected? Because that's what I noticed with the stuff I hear on fills. And the only reason I may hear that stuff on fills and not, you know, 2.5 and not on 2.6 is because I don't run around with fills and PL. I don't know if fills transmitting PL or not. I never bothered to check. But I don't, so therefore I'm going to hear anything. But I always remember thinking to myself, you know, 2.5 gets interference all over the place, especially out toward Waterford, where the repeater is. Of course, that's where I'm listening to it, so that makes sense. And, you know, and I was thinking, I never hear that on 2.6, but, you know, then it occurred to me, yeah, of course I wouldn't. So, whatever. I'll give a listen next time I go by, and I wouldn't make a special trip, Tom, but if you're, you know, but if you're right there anyhow, just see what you hear. Because there is always the chance that it's your specific radio. I got a radio. I got a Yaesu FTM-400. And if I have, if I'm monitoring the Detroit GMRS repeater in the second receiver while I have the 2.6 in the first receiver, I'll get a continuous, like, S3 noise, you know, just static, and which is really annoying. But I can go any other frequency, and it's a product, you know, somehow that's some sort of oscillator or something in the radio that when those two are selected, just happens to make a problem. But since it's so area specific, you know, it still could be radio related because your radio could have an IF or something like that that's, you know, or something, an oscillator or something going on where it affects your radio but not another. But chances are it's just legitimate on-frequency crap that you're just not squelching out. That'd be my bet.